Fort Lauderdale Democratic Senator Chris Smith says after continuing to work with stakeholders, his measure now creates a public records exemption for body camera recordings done by law enforcement.
The concern you have with this is keeping the privacy of individuals. And what this does, it gives a public records exemption for videotape taken where you expect privacy. So if a video, if an officer comes into your home, it comes into your hotel room, your hospital rooms, places where you expect privacy, that tape is not public record. However, you as a person on the tape can request the tape and disseminate it, or you can even authorize someone else to do it.
Under his bill, law enforcement would be required to retain the recording for at least 90 days. Smith says the measure also allows for a third party like a media organization to get the video as well.
If you're a third party, you can go to court, and we put some language in there for the court to look at to decide whether this third party should get this private video.
Still, ACLU of Florida's Michelle Richardson says even though the bill contains some good elements, the ACLU is against the measure.
In its final form, we still think that the exemptions are too broad. They could potentially be used to hide evidence of police abuse or discrimination, and that the court provision in here now is so heavily weighted in favor of law enforcement that it will be incredibly hard for members of the public or advocacy organizations or the press to ever see the video, even when there are serious allegations of abuse or discrimination or otherwise unconstitutional policing.
But some lawmakers, along with Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, representing the Florida Sheriff's Association, took issue with Richardson's comments.
Largely, the court order section, though, really is not applying to law enforcement. The last speaker mentioned that it favors law enforcement. It doesn't. What that section, I believe, is most applicable to is a situation where you've got two people in a place, let's say it's a residence, and there's a domestic, and it's a family law litigation case, and one wants to go in and get it, and the other wants to oppose it. That's for the parties to argue before the court that really don't apply to law enforcement. Law enforcement is not going to be using this offensively to keep it secret. We're going to rely on the existing exceptions in favor of transparency.
And Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto questioned Gualtieri on what could happen if the bill doesn't become law.
Sheriff, do you think that law enforcement agencies would be more encouraged to have body cameras if this bill should pass?
Absolutely. And if it doesn't pass, I think it's going to discourage use for a lot of reasons. So I think that this is essential to having wider use of body cameras in the state of Florida. And I've heard from others that if it doesn't, they're going to be reluctant to implement them.
Other supporters of the measure include the Florida Police Benevolent Association as well as the Florida Public Defenders Association. Opponents include the Florida chapter of the NAACP. And Smith says there may be more changes as the bill moves forward as he continues to work with stakeholders. And the measure passed the Senate Rules Committee unanimously. Meanwhile, a similar bill in the House by West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones has one more committee stop to go before it heads to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.